The view from Mandala House at 6 a.m. is quite something. Imagine a postcard from the Garden of Eden, enveloped with the depths and breadth and stillness of the lake, sealed with the magnificence and rolling collective independence of the mountains. Sat here with my morning coffee, I often feel small, against the greatness of it all. I steadily sigh and let my gaze fall to the solid ground beneath my feet. Humility, the precious ability to live with grace. How delightful this daily eye-gazy embrace, a sacred sunrise moment in our divine Garden of Eden. I breathe in, stand tall, take my body to Hatha. Stretch into the day, monkey mind melts away as I blissfully lay in Shavasana. Relax feet, relax. Relax eyes and jaw and forehead. Mind wanders back to my room with two beds, so lovingly provided for here, without fear. Anxiety disappears as I dream while wide awake. My channel, my being no longer opaque. See, there's magic happening here. In self-inquiry, my evolution becomes so clear. As I close my eyes and sing and chant, as I work in the garden, tend to the plants, I allow myself to grow into the light. Feel it burning so bright, a spark that's lit within. And if it flickers from time to time, don't fret, that's fine. I can't learn to rise unless I fall, maybe even lose faith in it all. But I know that this spark, this light, this path, this knowledge, this downright awareness won't allow me to hide from my shadows anymore. I made a list of everything I've learned the other day. It goes on and on and on. Each lesson a flower in the bountiful bouquet of divine life. Show sincerity, take responsibility, in capital letters humility, a pure sense of peace and tranquility, inside and out. Turns out I'm an extrovert, but on personality's outskirts lives a soul who relishes quiet, craves the day when silence reigns. But to establish a balanced well-being diet, I have laughed and swam and danced and ran into community's open arms. Thank you. Thank you for feeding my spirit, my soul, for feeding my weekly dessert limit for glorious bowls of edible rainbow-coloured energy. You spoil me. Kundalini workshops uncoil me. Every word of Radha's red embroils me. How we live in richness here. We arrive by divine appointment that feels so true. And as I look at each and every one of you, I feel inspired. It's phenomenal that all that's required is to be here with an open mind, to seek some connection with the divine. The temple of light will forever shine like a star in conscious cosmic night. I found my voice here. I made a choice here. To cultivate gratitude, to practice a selfless service attitude, to face each day with growing fortitude. I must remember to include the mystic magic metaphors. Butterflies, dragons, the hit of the wind, the heat of the sun, the sound of the water greeting the shore. Oh, how I thank heavens for this time, this land, this place. Oh, Divine Mother, may I continue my journey past the stop sign with grace.